Amtrak, the National Passenger Railway, says the trains will stop running this summer if it can't find new financing fast. The threat by David Gunn comes less than 3 weeks after he assumed the job as Amtrak's president. It appears to be designed to get Congress moving on a $1.2 billion funding measure for the rail line, as NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Amtrak's new president, David Gunn, came out of retirement in Nova Scotia to run the rail line. In a letter to Amtrak employees, Gunn said unless Amtrak is able to obtain a bank loan by month's end, all passenger rail service in the U.S. could be halted in July. Amtrak spokesman Bill Schultz says given its deteriorating finances, Amtrak has little choice.
It's a necessity to borrow about $200 million to continue operations. We are optimistic that that will happen. It is somewhat similar to what we did last year, but certainly once a loan is secured, we'll be more optimistic than we were today.
However, not everyone is so upbeat about Amtrak's future. While Amtrak was able to raise $300 million in emergency financing last year, it had to mortgage part of New York's Penn Station in order to do so. Now, less than a year later, the rail line is again rapidly running out of money. Wendell Cox is a member of the Amtrak Reform Council, the body created by Congress to guide Amtrak toward self-sufficiency. He says he can't see any bank coming forward with a loan.
I don't know whether there's any bank crazy enough to loan them $200 million. I mean, they could loan them the money the end of this month, and Amtrak might file bankruptcy in August, and they'll lose every penny that they loaned them in June.
And Cox also questions whether the Congress, which is considering a $1.2 billion appropriation for Amtrak for the next fiscal year, should step in to again save the rail line. He says it might be better to simply let Amtrak go under.
This organization has been so badly managed, and I'm not speaking of Mr. Gunn, I'm impressed by what he's doing, but this organization has been so badly managed that, quite frankly, every member of that board of directors that has been there to manage this Titanic to the bottom of the ocean ought to resign today.
Amtrak isn't talking about bankruptcy. Amtrak President David Gunn is drastically thinning management ranks, however, as well as consolidating operations. He has rejected a proposal from the Amtrak Reform Council to spin off the rail line's profitable Northeast Corridor. Anthony Pearl is a visiting scholar at the City University of New York and an expert on passenger rail. He says Amtrak is clearly in trouble.
They may have now reached the point where they're into a death spiral, where the expenses and the debt that are coming due are spiraling beyond the company's ability to roll it over and attain more commercially based financing. I understand that Amtrak has been put off by lenders when it has been seeking this additional $200 million, and they don't usually do that unless your circumstances are very serious.
The latest announcement about the dire state of Amtrak's finances will put increased pressure on the Congress to pass an appropriations bill for Amtrak. The rail line hopes to use that appropriation as collateral to borrow against. Barring that, the rail line may have little choice but to seek bankruptcy protection. Amtrak lost $1.1 billion last year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.